It is my absolute joy to be joined on the line by Adam King. Now, Adam King needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyway. Adam changed the way we treat each other, the way we speak with each other, because 4 years ago, something really special happened. The world was upside down, topsy-turvy. We were all prevented from being near each other, from hugging each other, and Adam created what's now called the virtual hug. Adam, it is lovely to chat to you. How are you?
I'm good.
How is that virtual hug coming on? Tell me, is it still going strong?
Yeah, it's still going very strong.
And I know that all over Ireland and all over the world at this very moment, postcards and cards are still being sent out in the shape of a beautiful love heart with a hug for you written on it. How does that make you feel, Adam, knowing that people are sending love all around the world because of something you did?
It makes me feel really happy to know that people are sending love all around the world to their loved ones that they can't see right now.
What has life been like for you since you absolutely stole the hearts of the nation when you appeared on the Late Late Toy Show? Has it been really busy?
Yeah, it's been really busy, but very good as well. My dad has written two books, one about the virtual hug and one about me where I'm a knight and I have to fight the moody monsters. And my hug has been turned into a card to send all around the world, and it's also gone up to space. And during the pandemic, it was projected onto buildings so people could see it while they couldn't hug their loved ones.
And this coming Saturday, which is why I'm talking to you today, this Saturday, you're going to launch your very first own book written by Adam King. And that's going to be launched in the Book Centre this Saturday as part of the Winterville Festival. Tell me all about Farron's adventure.
So it's about a mischievous elf called Farron, and he goes on an adventure in Waterford with Santa, where he meets his Viking elf cousin Jinx. And it's really fun and really exciting.
Wow. How did you go about getting an idea for this, Adam? Because I get the feeling you're a boy who has lots of creative ideas.
So me and my mum thought of a storyboard with an introduction, a dilemma, a solution and an ending. And then we talked about characters and we researched lots of things. And that's how we came up with the story.
Adam, I think there's a lot of the world's problems that could be solved by you. You are very logical. I love this. And I know that all of the proceeds from the book, you've decided to donate all of those proceeds to the local charity here in Waterford called Juniors for Juniors. Why did you decide to do that, Adam?
Well, I go to hospital lots of times over the year, and I think it's not very nice to be stuck in the hospital bed all day. So I think Juniors for Juniors is a very good charity because it brings lots of fun things into the hospital to take your minds off the treatments or surgery.
I think you are a very clever, very brave little boy, Adam. And you're 10 years of age now, and I actually, when I read a little bit about you before we spoke, I was so surprised you were 10. I thought, oh my goodness, you have grown up so much, because you've grown up almost in front of the public, which is a really unusual position to be in. How is your health now? Are you still popping in to see all those doctors and nurses, Adam?
Yeah, I go in every like 6 months, and then sometimes I go into the dentist every couple of months as well.
The dentist is really important, Adam. We have to mind those teeth, don't we?
Yeah.
And we're nearly at Christmas, right? A lot of people are going to give out to me for talking about Christmas, but it is my favourite time of year, Adam. What are you looking forward to doing this Christmas? Will there be lots of pyjama time? Will there be film time? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to watching the toy show with all of my family. And I'm also looking forward to going to the Winterville Festival with my family as well.
Oh, I will be right there as well, because the Winterville Festival is absolutely gorgeous. And your beautiful book, Farron's Adventure, launches this Saturday as part of the Winterville Festival. And we can't get our hands on it until Saturday. But you are actually going to be in the Book Centre yourself with your family on Saturday, Adam, aren't you?
Yeah, I will be.
And is it okay if people pop up and say hello to you and get a picture? Would that be all right, do you think?
Yeah, that's very okay.
Oh, okay. I think there'll be queues of people. Adam, just before we finish up, you've been such a joy to talk to. There's lots of boys and girls And they'll be listening to this morning as, you know, they're eating their breakfast and all kinds of things. They're going to be maybe going into a day in school that might be a little bit hard, or they might be going through maybe something with their health that's a little bit tough. And sometimes it's hard to be smiley, Adam. It's hard to be optimistic, and it's hard to keep the best side out sometimes. What would be a little bit of advice that you might have to anyone who's maybe having a bit of a rough day?
Well, I'd say try your best at everything. Try the hardest and never give up.
Spoken like a true hero, Adam King. It has been a joy to speak to you. Thank you so much, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Bye.